you read it. And if you find it, like anything else, if you find it to be a higher than average source of provable ideas, then it is more profitable to you to spend your time with the Bible than it is with reading some other book, simply because your own experience has indicated that that is where you get the most provable ideas. You will always gravitate towards those sources that have proven to produce the highest percentage of ideas that match up with reality. But you never quit checking those ideas against reality, no matter what the source and no matter how many times it's been proven right. And this, of course, is why you have nothing to fear from this lecture. I've presented it to you in the first person because it applies to me. If any of it applies to you, either because you have already decided it for yourself or because you now decide that it makes sense to you, it is still only because your mind has judged it to be worthy of you. Now, there's still another facet of this subject that should be explored. If truth is demonstrated by the standard, what works, then there are many people who believe that the existence of God has been proven to them beyond a shadow of a doubt. These people have accepted the premise that God exists and that he exists in a certain way, and then using this premise to draw certain conclusions, they find that these conclusions produce results that are better for them than they recall receiving before making this demonstration, all of which is apparently in accordance with the scientific method. If you logically deduce a conclusion and then you check it out in reality and it proves itself and it works, then obviously it is truth. But in the face of such experience, whether it regards the existence of God or any facet of my life, I must still ask myself, have my tests included all the factors that I might be faced with in the future? If not, then I may have an incomplete view of reality, and I may be harming myself by practicing this code under circumstances where in the future it may not only not work to my advantage, but produce very bad consequences for expecting it to work in a situation where the elements of reality will not be in harmony with it, whereas those elements were perfectly in harmony with it now. Also, am I sure that I have isolated the elements that have made the difference in whether or not the test will work? In any test, there are probably dozens of irrelevant elements present that one could say had a bearing on it. If some good fortune happens to me tonight, I could say it is because I have a blue jacket on. And if I have any sense about me and any respect for science, then I should always wear a blue jacket if I want good results because it works. So obviously, I have to be sure I have located the relevant decisions and not focused on ones that are irrelevant. Not relevant decisions, relevant factors. Now, this, of course, bears itself out then when I test it under different conditions in the future, I determine that the presence of a different element has now changed the result and made, in fact, what I thought to be the key to the whole thing totally irrelevant. Now, in the present subject, this could mean that one is sure that it is his belief in God that is responsible for certain things that have happened in his life, when, in fact, these things may be the result of something entirely separate from that. They don't have to be, simply because we're recognizing this, but we're merely saying that they may be. Or perhaps it is something that is allied with it, something that usually always accompanies a belief in God that is the thing that is causing the results. But this additional factor may not be dependent upon a belief in God, in which case the belief in God would merely be excess baggage, meaning an expenditure of resources for no return whatsoever. Now, this can be particularly pertinent with regard to the matter of prayer. Now, if prayer seems to work, then why knock it? Well, we won't knock it. We're only going to make sure that it is the prayer that has brought the results and nothing else. Because when the chips are down, I do not want to depend upon something that is not the relevant factor. I want to depend upon whatever it is that brings the good results. I don't want to be misled into depending upon an irrelevancy. And if I look into the question of prayer, if I happen to be a person who uses prayer, and I find that I can isolate a better element, I have not destroyed something useful in my life. I have merely profited, as I do 10 times every day, by replacing one situation with something that will produce better results. I am not going to be left with a void. I am not taking away from myself something that I have depended upon all my life. I have merely improved my understanding of it. And there are two ways of checking to be sure one has isolated the all-important ingredient. One is to make further tests, making as drastic changes as possible in all factors to see if the predictable cause and effect relationship will hold up. Remember, if you